just for women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the Word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Sanborn's poems. Deep in God's word there are hidden such wonders I grasp to behold. The purpose of God and the mysteries the Spirit of truth doth unfold. Hidden behind words so common, yet plain to the heart that will look, are the treasures of truth and His glory. They are here in my wonderful book. Of course, that book is the Word of God. If you'd like to get my mother, Gertrude Sanborn's poem book, there's about 400 poems, beautifully bound in a soft cover book. I'd like you to have them. They make a wonderful gift, this book called With Tears in My Heart. Just call 1-800-JOHN-10-9 and we'll give you one at a special price. Usually we ask for a gift of $25, but because you're a radio listener, it's for a gift of $15 plus postage. Call 1-800-JOHN-10-9 and you can get this book for a gift. Now, I was telling you last time about Dr. Waite and I and how we went to Paxinus, Pennsylvania, with Pastor Klein and his church there, and we had such a good time. My husband spoke there on the defense of the King James Bible and its underlying text. Well, we were thrilled when David and Coda drove all the way from North Jersey to attend the Sunday meeting. Now, they are burdened for the Chinese Bible. Are you burdened for your Bible, your English Bible, your Spanish Bible, or your Romanian Bible, or your German Bible, that is translated from the correct text? Well, Dr. Waite is. He spent many years studying this subject. Well, many people are using a corrupt version of the Bible, and they don't seem to care. Even some of the Chinese people are using Bibles not based on the Textus Receptus. And I was very surprised that someone who really defends the Textus Receptus, that's the Greek text which underlies the King James Bible, someone who really defends that Textus Receptus looks the other way with his Chinese Bible because it's the only one they have. He doesn't want to tell the Chinese people in his Chinese congregation that there's something wrong with their Bible. Now, this is sort of hiding your head in the sand, isn't it? Instead, this man should get down to business and get the words translated correctly. We have an email letter here from a man from Malaysia that I want to share with you. He wrote, "Dear Pastor Waite, thank you so very much for your reply. You are right. The commentaries in the Bible are not God's words. Yes, I have a cabin modem, and your website is in my home page. I like your website very much and have learned so much from it. And by the way, girls, if you go to www.BibleForToday.org and click on the brown bar, you can hear some of our Bible for Today Baptist Church services. And if you go to BibleForToday.org, I get a little mixed up with that, .org, you can find out many other things about our ministry." Well, this man from Malaysia said, "I admire your stand for the truth. Your defense of the Scriptures is never extreme. You are obedient to God's words, which is to contend for the faith. We read about that in Jude 1:3. You, Dr. Wade, have fought a good fight. You have finished the course. You have kept the faith. Also, your vast experience, high qualification, and your scholarship is immense. I hope that I can be your student. It would be a real privilege and honor to meet you, and I hope that I could go to your church one day. I went to Belfast to visit the Free Presbyterian Church and attend the International Congress. I met Dr. Paisley there and asked him about the Mind of Man book. He was not very pleased with my question, but said that they wouldn't have written that book. They shouldn't have written that book, rather. I pray that God will help him to finish well, for he is a good friend of the Bob Jones University. It is not how we started, it is how we finished. That's more important. Then the next paragraph says, I got your videotape about fundamentalist misinformation. That's a book, girls, that you can get from us, which is for a gift of $15 plus postage. Just call 1-800-JOHN-10-9 and we'll send it to you. And he got the video about the Tiger book. You did a great job exposing errors of that Mind of God and the Mind of Man book. They called us terrible names, not only from Romanists, but also from so-called fundamentalists. I have left and they gave the name of this mission, a church in Singapore, and then he said that someone was on that board. They are very attached to BJU. I can no longer have fellowship with them. They called me a KJV extremist, and all the black name in the devil's book. They are vicious towards us who stand for the Textus Receptus, which underlines the King James Bible. I didn't take heed of what you said in your sermon in separating from such churches. It really brought grief to my heart. Now I am staying in the south of Malaysia and am attending a fundamentalist independent Baptist church. As for your wonderful sermons on sermonaudio.com, it has been a great blessing to me. I want to express my gratefulness to you for helping me to understand God's words and your kindness for answering my emails. God bless you and your family abundantly. Please remember me in your prayers. May God help us to finish well in Christ Jesus. Shall we pray, girls? Dear Heavenly Father, we do pray for this man. He's taking a stand for the words of God, and he believes them, and he trusts in them. We pray, Father, for the girls who are listening, all these women who are very busy now, who made me don't understand about the version issue. May they look into it. May they see what version they are reading, and then compare it to the King James Bible, and if they're able to compare it with the original languages, so they can see that they have many words of God lost from their Bibles or different words put in that are not in the original languages. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, girls, I want to tell you about Dr. Mormon. I've talked about him before. He's a missionary in England. He has a church there, and all of those people want to take that building away from him and bulldoze it down. So we're praying that God will stop that. But he also goes to the street corners of London and France and Spain and passes out the Word of God in tract form. He has his own printing press. It's in that church building. That's why it's so necessary for God to continue letting him use that building. Well, he has written a book called 8,000 Differences. And you probably don't know what I'm talking about. What are these 8,000 differences, Mrs. Waite, you're saying? What are you talking about? Well, they're the 8,000 differences between the different words in the different versions. Now, it costs a lot of money to print that Bible. And the Bible for Today and the Dean Burgon have gone together to publish that book. It's such a nice book. It cost us $10,800 to print that book. But my heart, my husband's heart, is in this ministry of defending the words of God. Did I tell you the book is blue with yellow letters? And I forget the other colors, maybe red, maybe white. But it's an attractive book with a Bible on the front. Book publishing is an expensive project. This book is called 8,000 Differences. I'm trying to see if I have the whole name. Oh, here it is. 8,000 Differences Between the New Testament Greek Words and the King James Bible and Those of the Modern Versions. If you're interested, you can have it till the end of December for a special price. I don't remember what that special price is, but you call and we'll give it to you. It's usually $20. We have a special offer for three books. One is the 8,000 Differences, one is the Miller's Guide to Textual Criticism, and then there's the Doctored New Testament. And all of this is a special price of $27 for a gift to our ministry, plus postage. Well, maybe you are wondering what a Doctored New Testament means. Perhaps I can help you. It is the English-speaking person's edition of Scrivener's Annotated Greek New Testament. That's a mouthful, isn't it? Well, listen on. If you don't know what I'm talking about, perk up your ears so you can be informed. Our oldest son, D.A. Waite Jr., who authored the definitions of uncommon words in our defined King James Bible, and I'll tell you about that sometime, he carefully researched this project for the Doctored New Testaments so that those who do not know Greek, and that I don't know it, and I don't suppose you do either, can understand the difference that the Westcott-Horktite people have made in our New Testament scriptures. People tell me all the time what an excellent tool this is. Have you found it so? I hope so. Now, just change the subject a little, and I want to read another part of a poem that Gertrude Sanborn wrote. Remember, you can have this book for a gift. A special price of $15 plus postage. 1-800-JOHN-10-9 is our number. It will be a book of poems, 400 poems, that will bless your heart and the hearts of those to whom you give it. Consider Him is the name of this. He, and He means the Lord Jesus, He alone is worthy of our trusting. Touched is He with every grief and pain. He rebukes with perfect holy knowledge. He tried oft that we might patience gain. He alone can make earthly ties grow fainter. Only He can make world lure face away. He alone, none but Christ consider as we journey on this pilgrim way. Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? Consider Him. I'm under God's care. Are you?
You have been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays 10 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free 1-800-JOHN-10-9. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us for our next broadcast, heard twice weekly over this same station, and hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.